Blog Talk Radio.
Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice. These two songs are going out to the Witches of Eastwick. Hope you enjoy them.
Two-time prayer, but
Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice again. Those two songs were chosen by Drake. Very convenient and very apt. Now, there's been a lot of ongoing issues. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it. Wasting my time. We all do this in our own free time, and more of my free time is taken up by people who are only there to cause mischief and mayhem. Now, I'm going to apologize to certain people. This is more drama, but we can't sit back and allow others to destroy us going forward. You know, there's people dying all over the place, left, right and centre, all over the world. And you've got certain people whose sole purpose is to cause mayhem and confusion and diversion. So I apologise to the ones that like the drama. You're going to love the next 20 minutes. To the others, I'm sorry. But we at Cosmic Voice could not continue any longer. Kirk Sewerton. So basically you will all get the truth of what's gone on, and so it clears the air and we move forward. This is the idea of this. We end it tonight and we move forward. So there's no confusion, no he said, she said. This is it and that's it. Kirk Sewerton was employed by Dr. Aiden as his right-hand man. Kirk Sewerton then decided that he was more important than just collecting resumes and decided to tell Drake he's in charge and demand intel and tell Drake what to do in no uncertain terms, of which Drake repeated it back to him. He then went on to Neil Keenan and did the same thing. Told him he was in charge and demanded to know knowledge, and then proceeded to call Neil a liar on one of his posts. Then he started causing mayhem with the king. He'd upset the doctor a few times. I spent tens of hours with Kirk trying to pull him back in line, and in the end I wasted my time after he was nasty to me and even more nasty to Chloe. And eventually the doctor saw the light and decided enough's enough and pulled the plug on him. Since then he's gone on to cause further mayhem, which will be at his own cost. Kirk has a lot to offer, but he also has a massive insecurity problem and seems to think that everyone else operates for his benefit. Well, sadly it's wrong. So then we had an issue at the weekend, two people not interested in freedom, wasted half of my weekend spouting nonsense again. I've no doubt at least one of them was likely an agent, but we'll see. And then we've got the Denise issue and Jean Haynes. Now, when I met Denise, she kindly appointed me as an admin, but she was facing a lot of personal issues, financial ruin, and later she was appearing suicidal, of which I helped her with quite a lot. She was also facing accusations of misappropriating funds. Now, that may not be substantiated, but at the end of the day, it was on a blog, somebody wrote it, and Denise vehemently denied it. I'm probably correct. Now, the only reason I mention it is because there's an article appeared about the doctor that if people had read all of it, they would have seen through it. But they chose not to. They chose to read the headline. Then we had the issue of the E.T. Greys that Denise came up with. Now, she spent 12 months mocking Drake and Tanath, saying that they're both fakes. But somehow, overnight, they develop special abilities and not only contact Greys, but ask them to visit Denise to force her to start the show again. and people actually fell for this. It's utter madness. And it went, using Robin Light's death, rest in peace, Gail. Unfortunately, Denise chose to have another dig at Drake during that. A load of venomous letters strewn across the internet cuts people off and then denies doing it. Accused Grammy J of only going to Robin Light's funeral to promote CV. You know, these are awful, awful ways to go about. Is this about freedom, Denise? Now, personally, Denise has done nothing to me, but she's continuing to denigrate people left, right, and centre. You know, and she's in cahoots with a person displaying all the traits of an agent that Denise, personally to me, agreed. Deborah Martindale, her and her multiple accounts she has on Facebook. Yes, we're aware, Deb. We know full well what you are. Whose sole's purpose was to wreak havoc inside UV, and in the end, Denise buckled. I will never forgive you for that. Because Denise was a nice person until she hooked up with you. So, next minute, Gene Haynes in pops. Gene Haynes. And I'm going to ask Gene now, because I've kept reasonably quiet, despite knowing an awful lot that's going on. Are you working for humanity, or personal gain, or the cabal? You decide. Gene's issue started when she fell for the ridiculous Grey's story as well, based on an insane level of hatred of all things Drake, allied to petty jealousy and ego. She stated on her blog recently, "My integrity is not up for sale." Yet Jean thought she was not only going to be given huge sums of the collateral accounts to build her empire of health spas, but also run off with somebody else's husband as well. I'll leave it up to the listener to decide on that behaviour. Then she sets up Ellen Gonzalez, one of our members, who I called out on the page the other evening. And Ellen insisted that she didn't have an accomplice. At the time, I thought it was Kirk. Turns out it was Gene Haynes. And Gene Haynes not only set Ellen up, but she also threw her under the bus by saying it was her that was helping her on her own blog. Nice trick, Gene. Nice trick. It carried on behind the scenes. As Neil stated, Gene was deciding what to post and when to post, and basically thought she was running the show. Ego running amok. So Neil set up the website and moved. But the worst case for Gene, so worst case scenario for Gene, was that Neil moved his blog from her site to Cosmic Voice. That lit the touch paper. Gene's site has since crashed. Her blog numbers have crashed. Cosmic Voices have gone up. You know, it then escalated and up popped wannabe known as Graham, spouting his sycophantic nonsense and utter drivel, plus libelous slander, which Jean supported on her blog, despite behind the scenes begging Neil to take her back. She proceeded then to mock CV with the headline, "Drake has guests," in inverted and commas. Well, we've had guests throughout all the time, including Universal Voice. So yes, we did, Gene. We've had quite a lot of guests and fairly high up as well. So our next attack was to attack all our guests, starting with John DeRash. Up popped another wannabe who's since disappeared, Eric Williams, who asked a number of questions regarding John, and accused John of not answering when John DeRash had answered that question many times. Because they didn't like the answer, they decided he hasn't provided the answer when he did, quite clearly, and also on the show. And Mr. Williams, Eric Williams that is, proceeded to put in writing the most awful slandering piece against John DeRash I've ever seen. And Gene endorsed it 100%. Is this the actions of someone working for freedom? No. Not at all. Then she started to dig the dirt against Neil. She's contacted Count Albert, one of Neil's closest friends. It says so in her blog, so in case people don't think it's not verified, it is. She rang Peter A 5 minutes after our show with him a couple of weeks ago to spout more nonsense. Now it's Dr. Aiden and the King. Well, Ellen Gonzalez pulled that piece on Dr. Aiden from Dr. Aiden's own website. Oops. So if Dr. Aiden's got anything to hide, why is he putting it on his website? So what you're seeing is a pattern here. Jean is just not helping anyone but herself. Her ego is running amok. Her bitterness is running amok. Denise, the same. That really saddens me more than anything else. I don't really personally know Jean, apart from her actions. I know Denise personally. Denise, you sadden me deeply. You know, it's just got to stop. And I personally asked Drake, could I do this evening, because I'm tired of dealing with all the nonsense. It's got nothing to do with us obtaining our freedom. Nothing. So if it's not about obtaining our freedom and they just want to continue, let's bash Drake into oblivion and all his guests to discredit him, is that gaining us our freedom? Jean promoted the post recently as April the 4th. Why I'm no longer a light worker. You spoke the truth there, Jean. The next line she stated, I was dancing with the devil and my suggestions to Neil were never heard. You were not there to make suggestions, Jean. You were there to help and support Neil. That's all. Sounds like Kirk Sewardson. So Jean goes off promoting Mr. Drumvalo Melchizedek. He had the 5-day seminars charging $111 for 3.5 hours per day to spout utter drivel, lies and confusion. Good luck with that, Jean. And good luck with Mr. Sims as well. Mark my words, stay away from him. Because you'll find it was him that caused the Denise issue, the original one. And on that note, like again, I'm going to say it again. I apologize I've had to do this. I deeply regret having to do this. But at the end of the day, my time is just being taken away from me by people who have got no interest in obtaining our freedom, none whatsoever. And I'm now going to hand you over to Drake. Hi, Drake.
Hello. Are you sure you want to hand me over to me? a lot of people might find it improbable, but a lot of people have gone to a lot of effort to discredit me for one simple reason. The truth of the matter is very simple. It is truth. The little blurbs that I put on the posts that I run through the blog are accurate, irrespective as to what the article or whatever it is I post or find to post stipulates. Things that people have problems with are usually very simple. I personally don't care as to my popularity and all that stuff. I care that people are interested in finding out what's going on and what they might be able to do about it, and there's a whole bunch of things that people can. Trouble is, most people ain't got the guts to stand up or whatever it takes in terms of causing simple, acceptable, legal problems for the common enemy that we face. Now, I posted something on the Facebook page showing a bunch of dead people, pictures, Kennedy, Martin Luther King, among them. Among all of the ones that are probably not on there, there's a whole bunch of people who would bear witness against the insidious black government, hidden government, those who would rule and all that sort of thing. There are thousands of those. And yet people just go, ho-hum. I look through Yahoo News. I look through other Facebook pages. I've gone on to a lot of the, quote, reporting nets. And it's all the same thing. Ice bucket challenge. Okay, now the question I have about all this is not so much, you know, that there is such, even is such a thing as an ice bucket challenge, but what on earth is the point in terms of it being so popular? I've got a suggestion. I would say, quite honestly, that most people are tired of the negativism that they're getting ready to be faced with the hard way. I gave you some insights on the last show and had a couple people take immediate disagreement with it. Oh, where'd you get that? Well, dude, ladies and gentlemen, look a little bit on the net. Those documents that I quoted from are still out there. The problem is generating interest. What it is that people might want to really know, what it takes to accomplish the goal of not being subject. And believe me, if, and this is pretty far out, but if the bad guys, the crooks, the cabal, the bankers, whatever handle you want to stick on, were to be able to win, I have described an apocalyptic situation that has been used in several sci-fi movies that's fairly accurate. The documentation's available, but you're really going to have to scratch deep to find it. But the scenario is, excuse me, very simply, that the idea is to put us into concentrated areas. Now, everybody should know, if they don't, you need to come out of your cave, crawl out from under the rock, whatever it is. Unplug your mind, and I'm talking your cell phone, I'm talking blogs, I'm talking about TV, I'm talking about dropping the number and frequency of the cold one that you have, cold ones. What do you got? What are you up to, 12 back a night? Case? I mean, you know, the getting people to the point where they can honestly feel comfortable with being in the company of other people and saying, hold my beer and watch this. When you go and cause somebody to explode is what a great portion of freedom is all about. The ideology of denigrating or destroying the character of any individual, that's been going on forever. There's laws against that. Whoopity-doo, I don't care. Every kind of silly scenario you can think of that they could place myself in has already been done. I don't know of too many other ideologies that could be expressed as what I thought, actually, that they were funny and they were pretty neat. I mean, it took some time to dress me up as a flagrant queen, you know. somebody took the time and trouble to put my ducks in a row on a video. And I thought that was pretty cool. At any rate, you're going to have some things going on very soon. First of next week, I'd say by Wednesday, you're going to start seeing some things happening that are going to really confuse issues. I don't know if anybody noticed, but you remember all them foreclosures? Have you been watching what Bank of America has been trying to do? They couldn't sidestep this mother, and it's a mother. It's billions. And what happens is this. It's not just a straight fine. It is a situation where they take the proceeds of that fine and pay back the poor mothers that suffered. And give some people some relief. I will agree that it's late, but it's better than nothing, and at least something got accomplished. Interesting. All right. Here we go. Interesting. Okay. I just received a communication that I'm going to pass on to a couple of people. Interesting part of this is not so much that these things take place. It is that the actions of others seem to be contrary to what people are looking for. Now, to me, there are limitations on what people should be doing, irrespective as to their agreement, disagreement, love, hate, or relationship with anybody else. Each individual has to make the decision. Do you want freedom or not? Rest of it, according to that decision, falls into place. Now, a lot of people don't get the ideology of freedom, but whether you understand it or not is of little consequence. What is of consequence is this: the fact that you have a bunch of things working against you, mostly forms of government and governmental control, regulations, and things of this nature. And people seem to fail to realize how deep this goes, to what extent the problem really extends, and it's extensive. It's huge. However, and this is something everybody needs to pay attention to, it is not necessarily the whole of the group that has participated for whatever reason, but a few. And it's a very few who actually are doing this. Less than 2,000-3,000 planet-wide are actually calling the shots and having things happen and da-da-da and down the road. A lot of the news control comes from the, quote, owners, unquote. Now, you should see the layers. You think onions got layers like Shrek tells you in the movie. You ought to see one of these mothers. I thought the IRS was complicated until I started pulling the layers off of a couple of things to find out who owned what and who was actually responsible and who could actually say, you know, hey, you're going to cover this exactly this way, period. Some news outlets have been recently been targeted by their people who either still do or have in the past worked for them, finding out that the we're not going to tell the truth. You're going to do it like this. Why? What is the where's the motive in this? It's basically as simple as basic government. The ideology is control, not service. Control. And, you know, they want to control how fast you go, where you go. They want to control how much money you spend. They want to control how much money you can get out of the bank. They want to control your food supply, your water supply, your air supply. If they could choke you, they probably would. You have to be able to grasp that kind of screwed up thinking in terms of knowing what they have in mind. I mentioned a little bit of this. You get the big drought out west. Why? Well, it's called weather wars. You can't fathom that. Look it up. It's all over the web. Okay. Then you've got rain. Too much of it in too many places for no good reason. A lot of it in the breadbasket areas of our country. Now, why is it that most of the other countries don't have these problems? You answer that question, you think about that very closely, and you'll find that the reason is that you get, a human being has to have food and water, just those two. I mean, you can play games with the rest of it and survive. You got to remember, food and water. Get that through your head. If you're not buying the two-for-one on egg noodles, as an example, or making your own, whichever, and storing some of this stuff away, when it comes time and you need to eat, and there's a disaster, whether it's a financial disaster, a hurricane, Yellowstone goes off, or whatever kind of fun and games you can think of, anytime you have a disaster, the first place people go is the grocery. And it's the first thing to be emptied. And I stipulated this a long time ago in one of my other shows, but I watched a supercenter, a Walmart supercenter. And, I mean, it was huge. It had devoted approximately 30%, about one-third of its space to food. I watched over a period, I'd already laid up my food and my water. I was in good shape. The people that went there weren't. I saw people knocked out in the parking lot using a jug of water as a weapon. Yeah, think about swinging a jug of water. I mean, that'd knock somebody on or whatever. I saw a supercenter entered by a growing crowd. There was not room to park. And by the time they got done, and didn't take them very long, about an hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours at the most, the crowd dissipated. I thought, well, let's go look and see what's there. There were some cans of really nasty kinds of things that most people wouldn't eat. But they had taken some of that, too. There was maybe, you might be able to make two meals. They'd be disjointed and squirrely. But it would be vegetarian because there was no meat. There was no milk. There was no water. And most of the dried goods, almost all of that was gone, totally gone. Now, some of the frozen stuff was left simply because they didn't have electricity. I mean, you get hit by a hurricane, you might be a week or two. You don't know. It depends on what it did. It depends on whether or not the, quote, emergency officials really think it's important to turn it back on. And I'm going to tell you right now, I am familiar with the emergency management area well enough to express to you that anybody who says it takes more than about 3-4 days is lying to you. They have been told to delay things. This is where you don't quite get to check on, it's in the mail at the right time. And it may be in the mail. Oh, they're just sending it over around 5 or 6 different post offices to hold it up so that you can't pay your bills. Yeah. What do you mean I don't get any kind of benefits? Now, wait a minute. I was already approved, and I was getting them, and all of a sudden somebody cut them off for no reason. And then they're telling me I owe, so they're not going to pay me. No, wait a minute. How does that work? I worked in 3 years. I'm disabled, whatever the situation may be. And, yes, this is not my personal experience, but experiences I've had with other people, they've been fixed. Now I'm getting a call from Neil Keenan. Hello, Neil.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah.
I saw the message from Kirk to you.
Okay. Here's what we needed. Here's what I got to do. Hold on and just listen. You want to come on the show?
Yes, we're coming.
Okay. When?
No.
Thomas, are you ready for him now?
Yes, I'll add him in. It'll be a minute.
Okay, Thomas is going to log you in.
Log me in.
Okay. Here's
By the way, I don't know how to log.
What?
I'm not a logger.
Oh, well, you're going to get logged.
Oh, here it comes. Okay. Let's get the show on the road.
All right.
Okay. Hello,
now,
Thomas.
Here's how this works.
Well,
I
want everybody to understand that there is no way that people can play games with you and get away with it if you decide that ain't going to be how it is. Way too many of us who can say, this is not right. Now, that brings us to things. There's something I'm going to cover just a hair before I turn Neil loose. Here's what it is. Ferguson, that is a friggin' mess. Now, they arrested 178 people just a couple of days ago, and only four of them were residents. Just what were the other ones doing there? You get the idea? Now, we've also gotten pictures of people who have showed up, not just at Ferguson, but any other place that's convenient to start problems. The idea is to set race against the police, poor people against the police. The police is the first line of defense. When that goes, then the military can say, oh, we're in trouble. Let's declare martial law and we'll go in and take over. This is the ideology. Don't fall for their tricks. And I hope people in Ferguson hear this. It is important that you understand the difference between what people think. Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Sure you did. Did you? You've seen special effects on TV and in the movies. Do you really believe that they can't do that out in the open and it looks real? They can. They have. And only four out of 178? Give me a break. How about all you strangers go home? How about the people of Ferguson work it out within Ferguson for, you know, two reasons. Number one, everybody should be treated reasonably. I don't care what color or national creed or belief system you got. If we're doing business together, we do equitable business, period. I don't care who you are. Number two, don't play their game. Any form of violence will just simply get returned in some form or another. And this is not what the people on either side needs. I've been hearing that Ferguson is a no-no place for people of ethnic origin. And when I say that, I don't say that lightly. I'm saying black, brown, Vietnamese. So long as you're not white American, you don't belong there, and they don't want you there, and they try to drive you out or cause you problems. I'm going to tell the people that are doing that stuff, quit it. That is not your place. And that the hate ideology is one of furthering this simple statement. Never let any perfectly good crisis go to waste, and they're not. Neil, I'll give the floor over to you.
Drake?
Yeah.
Drake, to add to the Ferguson, can you mention about the KKK and the Black Panthers that have suddenly decided to turn up? They can go and quit it as well. Because to me, they're paid actors.
Well, I posted something about KKK and other things on the Facebook page, and people seemed to catch it. And I was really happy that they could see what I was talking about. just because you don't support KKK don't mean you're anti-white people. You know what I mean? That sort of thing. So, you know, people need to get realistic. Think before they take an action. They need to do things that are part of the solution. Because if you ain't part of the answer or the solution, you're part of the problem. So yes. You have to change yourself in terms of your approach to change the situation. The situation, I agree, fully, absolutely needs to be changed. No question in my mind at all. anyway, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Yeah, hi, Thomas. I'm just finishing this Gene statement here over on his site about which is more nonsense, actually, than anything else. You know, she's still trying to get me. The issue needs to be addressed by the Keenan team. First of all, there's no attorney general's office in the United States that has any complaints, in regards to Judge Nadeau. Okay, and if so, then they should be filing criminal charges And if he really is getting the $5,000 that they're claiming he's getting, that's a criminal offense in the United States. It's called a felony. And, you know, they would be after him more so than anybody else because of who he is and what he's doing. So, you know, we really need to stay clear of the Jean Haynes team, which is the old ladies, Denise Redenauer, who went after Drake once before. And we need to stay away from them. We don't need them. I mean, they need a platform. They need to make noise in order to get publicity. Because they're not on the ground. They're not doing anything. She reads things that she sees on other people's sites and stuff like that. It's not good for us to continue to beat a dead horse, you know? So, you know, it's a dead horse, basically. If we don't make any noise and we don't respond, they go away because they don't have anybody to listen to them anymore. Now, you know, when I see, you know, this complaint from the Department of the Attorney General's office, actually, according to what Jean Singh says on her site now, by the way, she just put it up. What that would mean is that they're investigating Judge Naidoo for a criminal charge. But this happened years ago, I guess, and there has been no criminal charges, so they didn't find anything.
95, I think it was.
The same situation that happened in California. This Ellen Gonzalez, this woman that's hanging around with Jean and they're tied in at the hip, she contacted me 4 or 5 days ago telling me she didn't know Jean. And she told me that she had two sons that she gave $1,000. She paid the doctor $1,000 for each of them, and the doctor was going to fly them over to Hawaii, and the doctor was going to do this and do that, get them jobs and everything else. And she sent the money, she claimed. But this woman also is the same person that was on Jean's site and making a statement that the two elderly ladies in California paid $5,000, not her sons paid $1,000. So, you know, you can't believe any of them.
No.
They're out there. You know, Jean is a history. And, you know, despite the fact that, you know, I care so deeply for her and everything, I mean, she can be a great lady. But the bottom line is that she's in the mud. She's in the mud. That's where she is. She's with a bunch of people who are in the mud. She's in the mud. I mean, it doesn't make sense to fight with people like that.
No.
You know, I mean, you hurt yourself.
It's a waste of time and energy, but the sheer avalanche of it had to be addressed. And I don't wish to do that again.
I mean, you know,
time's better spent. You're a busy man. You've got trying to do things for the rest of the world, and you've got these three who've got nothing better to do than to pull people down.
You got Kirk too. I mean, he's another wacko. You know, I mean, he sends a message this morning about how he's going to sue everybody, and the king fired the doctor. Well, you know, I spoke to the king last night, and that wasn't even mentioned.
No.
As a matter of fact, we were talking about helping the doctor. And he needed help some way, not anybody's business. you know, we were talking about lending him a hand because that's what you do with your people when they're hurting.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that all this stuff didn't come up. It wasn't even mentioned other than the fact that these girls are out there, you know, raising hell. And nobody knows why they're raising hell. Other than the fact that they did it first with Drake and then they did it with me. With me, they couldn't really do it because I fight back and I bite.
Yeah.
You know, I bite. But you know something, now they're coming after this man and he bites too. They better be careful. He bites too.
Well, he did it with John Darash. And this is what, in the end, you know, it's not just about Drake. Drake is more than capable of handling himself. But when you're attacking the guests that come just because they're on Cosmic Voice, you've got a serious problem, a mental health problem, I'm thinking.
Well, you know, Denise has a serious mental health problem. She always has had one, from what I see. You know, Jean, on the other hand, she's not so healthy herself because she's caught up with those girls. She's caught right up with those girls right now. And Kirk, I mean, it sounded like a maniac the first time I saw something on the site. You know, I mean, I'm not far from a maniac myself, so I identify one.
here's the thing I'm seeing. The main offer says he's going to sue everybody, all of us, for defamation of character. Well,
he has no character.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is that I do hope that there is. That he does that, because when he does, I'm turning the tables on the boy.
So am I.
That's just how it's going to be. That's not a warning. That's not a promise. That's just how it's going to happen. Because I don't take some of these some of the fun and games lightly anymore. And
oh,
I
you
know
something.
I know enough to tear somebody up. Yes.
Well, you got to learn, Drake, one thing: you don't take prisoners.
I'm not going
okay?
to.
You don't.
I have no
you
intention
don't.
Of taking prisoners.
And, you know, and, but also another thing, you don't want to give them a platform because they need a platform. They're falling apart, all of them. Okay, they're all falling apart.
Yeah.
The thing I'm seeing is that these people either, in some way, shape, or form, have been coerced to do what they're doing. Okay, whether it's insanity or not or mental health problems or whatever, I don't really care that much. However, if these people are agents, why is it that they did not put enough truth in things to create a following that they're supposed to have? Why is it that they've been banned from several of the Facebook pages that they used to be able to post freely on? Why is it that they cannot seem to get themselves off the ground? Okay, that goes to simply to the factuality and truth of what they're doing. Now, I'm going to suggest that our audience is interested in freedom. And to be quite honest, I know of a bunch of things that are going on. Neil, and I'm going to state this, Neil's made me aware of some things. Thomas has. And then there are a load, and I do mean a load, of others who garner information from all over the place. And some of these people are caught up. They don't have a choice because they are stuck in a career as such, as an example, in the CIA, NSA, FBI, you name it. And, yes, I hear from these people. They use secure communications. I even had one guy who has since decided to go live in the woods. He was a master programmer. You get his email, and it would sit there for several days sometimes until I got to it. Within 20, 30 minutes after I had read it or printed it, it would self-destruct, just like the Secret Agent Man movies you see. Mr. Phelps, in 30 seconds, this message will self-destruct, and a little tape recorder burns up or whatever kind of stuff. I have dealt with a variety of people on very high levels. Neil's confirmed this through different people. And the interesting part about it is I do two things. I ask, what part of that can I put out, or should I? And then if I'm not given permission, direct, specific permission by the individual supplying the information, I don't put it out. And there's a ton of it. Some of it validates a lot of the things that we are doing because you got financial ministers pulling their hair out wondering how they're going to keep their currency afloat, among other things. You've got heads of state that are beside themselves. They don't know. They had not got a clue. They can't find anybody that knows enough about what's going on for them to even protect themselves, let alone the country they represent. And this is beginning to come to a head, as Neil can confirm. There is a great responsibility in having information, inside intelligence, or whatever you want to call it all, that people don't realize. I know a great deal about things that people have been doing. I ain't said a word, and I ain't going to, because it might mess up what we're trying to accomplish. The ideology here is to forget the you're never going to get it done, and switch over to, is it possible? Could it be that with a little bit of help from everybody, we might pull it off? That's the question you got to ask, and then you got to look at the fun and games. I play, yeah. Get her done, you know. Whoopity-doo. Yeah, that's cool, that's funny, or was. It's getting a little stale, a little bit old. However, the ideology that I'm a simple, stupid hilljack who lives in the woods ain't exactly the way things are. I moved up here for two reasons. One, to get away from the pollution and the noise. And the second was to give myself a free range of fire. I got about, my front yard's about 300 yards, give or take, and I can take out an eyeball or an earlobe at that distance, no problem. So they know this, and I'm not challenging them to try me. And they know that.
Well, you don't have to defend yourself on all that, Drake. You know, this is no. Just a couple of old ladies that are...
I understand that, and I'm not worried about what these people are doing as much as a lot of people would like to think. I really don't care that they are out there trying to do this. They have been trying to since forever.
You don't have to justify anything.
Let's clue this in. When I was doing Universal Voice, the radio show with Denise, I found that Denise was saying all kind of really funky things about me, my information, and any of the people that I got it from while the show was going on behind my back. I wasn't aware of that right at first, but I've had several people that thought that I might be the real thing who gave me that information. They copied and pasted some things and whatnot that really, you know, put things in order for me. So I don't, you know, if somebody's going to do something, do it full bore. Okay? Kirk says he's going to sue. Fine. Do it. You ain't going to like the results. I can tell you that right now. Number two, if you want to denigrate me, go ahead. There are several people out there that think I'm so full of it hurts. Then you come up with the other part, some of the information I've supplied on certain things in terms of how they are actually structured and what's going to happen when they do certain things to it that have been fully accurate that other people are beginning to pick up on. I've stipulated that the stock market is going to take a sudden kabooby, and I mean a big kabooby. I don't mean just an adjustment. I mean a kabooby. I'm talking about straining just to survive, and people don't get that. And several of these economists that looked at what I mentioned on a couple of my shows, wow, man, he's right. You know, they didn't give me credit, which is fine. I don't care. I want the information out there to as many people as possible for the simple fact that everybody needs to be ready. They need to be prepared. They need to be of a simple mind that freedom is the top thing. Now, everybody will put their significant other
the only thing.
Not first, but you're going to have to put freedom up there at the top. I'm done with my speech.
Neil.
Drake has us. He has a little steam every now and then. Everybody does. And but the bottom line is that we just shouldn't give them any more strength. They get strength when we come on and we do exactly what we're doing, because we give them notoriety. We give them publicity. We give, you know, and they say, oh, God, look what they said. And they'll come back again and say some more things, and we'll come back again. You know, and the thing is that we shouldn't be coming back at all. You got to look at who they are. You got to look at what they do, you know. And this guy Kirk is a 52-year-old loser, basically, from California. I mean, he's a blast on the site, but he pleads and begs when you get mad at him, which is what he did to come back on the Cosmic Voice page. You know, that Thomas. I know that he begged, you know. And Denise, she's begging to get her job back with Cosmic Voice or Universal Voice or whatever. And she's not even telling the people she's associated with, like Gene, that she's begging herself to get back on, you know. So all these things are out there, and they all think they're fooling each other, and they probably are, you know. But they're not fooling everybody else, because everybody else knows what the hell they're doing, which is absolutely nothing. You know. So you know, you got.
Yeah.
We've just got to, you know, we know what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing. You know what I mean? I saw the Gene site just a few minutes ago in this new thing. And I got to clean up, investigate my team because of Judge Nadeau and even the King. Let me tell you about the King, first of all. He's invited to the White House, which isn't a big, which to some people right now isn't a big thrill. Yeah. But, you know, to a lot of people, it's a big thrill. And he's going to have a barbecue dinner, and he's going to, with Obama, and then he's going to move along, and he's going to meet with some presidents of different countries, because I'm going to be there.
Cool.
And I know he's coming, because I'm going to be there. So, I mean, you know, you don't get invited like the King is all over the world. I mean, the King's got 100, what did he get, 100? I forget, 182, 184 countries that support him. I mean, you can check on the internet. There's five people claiming that they're King of Hawaii.
Yeah.
Four of them are cons. Four of them are mafia type people, and they're trying to steal everything that there is in Hawaii. And the fifth is the King himself, whose great grandmother was Lili Kalani. I can't pronounce it, Kalani.
Yeah.
In 1893, you know, that's who they stole Hawaii from. So I mean, you know, the bloodline's there. And for them to insult him like that, I was talking to him yesterday, and he said, you know, Neil, I could file slander suits against them. He said, I'm a federal attorney. I can file slander suits.
Huh.
And, you know, but the bottom line, he came to the same realization as everybody else. For what?
Yeah.
What? Who are they? For what? Why? Why do I want to waste my time with such crap? You know, we can't afford to do that. You know, Robbie's going to come on in a few seconds and say some things too. But, you know, the bottom line is we don't have the time to do this.
Okay.
They're not fighting the bad guys.
No.
They're looking to pick fights amongst everybody.
Yeah.
You know, let me go one further. In Drake's behalf, okay? And, Drake, you don't need me to support you. You support yourself fine. But Drake sent a letter to Gene a couple of years ago, and Gene, you based her entire fight against Drake on that letter. Remember, Tomas?
Yes.
Okay, I had a copy of that letter. That letter wasn't harmful at all, didn't accuse anybody of anything at all. And, you know, it just didn't, it was nothing. And Jean told me herself it was nothing, but she had to go get him.
Yeah.
Because he's an abuser of women. It was something totally different. She can tell he's an abuser of a woman, she said. You know, and Denise was screaming Drake abused her. And I mean, you know, Denise will scream anything just to be heard. And she probably screams in her sleep, you know, just to be heard. But, you know, it was all ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It didn't happen. None of it happened. I mean, how many times have I spoke to Drake's wife? And she loves the guy. She says he's the best thing that's happened since pudding.
Grammy will say the same. You know, Drake and Grammy had words. Drake apologized. Grammy apologized, and he moved on. So why can't everyone else do that? Personal issues. And I said this right at the start of Cosmic Voice, because Denise accused me of going against that by going with Cosmic Voice. I said, no, what I'm doing is carrying on the freedom movement. Whatever your issues with Drake are to be done in private, but they've made it public, and they've asked for it. And Deb Martindale, I know you're getting comments. It's not a gender issue. It's a truth issue. You said it right there, and we've just told the truth tonight, and you've been exposed. And Neil Keenan is not a liar. You're the liar. You're the one that caused all the mayhem in UV. You know that, and so does Denise.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm a liar now.
Yeah, they think I'm not watching, but I am.
You know, I don't understand that one. I'm a liar. What did I lie about? You know, I mean, I work at what I do, and I get the message out, and that's it. I really don't give a shit about Martindale. I don't care if people like what I say or I don't say.
Right. I think that's covered that. We've gone beyond the hour. We'll have some music now, I think, and we'll all chill out, and we'll get on with the show to do with freedom and less to do with people causing mischief for no reason.
You might want to let Rob get in here for a minute or two.
Yes, bring Rob. You want to bring Rob on now, or should we have the music break and bring Rob on?
Here he is. No, we don't have time for this shit. Go through this one. We're up at
7
o'clock in the morning.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Rob.
How are you, Thomas?
I'm okay.
Great.
I'd sooner spend my time doing something productive than dealing with this rubbish, but sadly that hasn't been the case this week, so we'll move on. So have you got some good info for us, Rob?
Yeah, Thomas, 1 second, please. The King's calling. Let me take the call and get that answer I needed, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Right, we'll take the music break.
After the break. Let me talk to you.
Bye for now, Neil. Right, okay, that's the first hour over. We're going to play a couple of songs, and then we'll be back with Neil, Drake, and Dr. Aidan, I believe, too. Bye for now. Second hour, 20 minutes through here.
I just want to...
Hopefully, with all that nonsense behind us now, we can move on with some real stuff to do with freedom, which is what we're all about. Yes, Neil?
Let me get this out to you and Drake, because I got the message from Drake earlier.
Yeah.
That a cease and desist had been issued to Judge Naidoo, and also he was fired by the king. He's no longer the Attorney General for the Kingdom of Hawaii. Now, I just got off the phone with the King. Mm-hmm. That's why I had to leave. And that never happened.
No.
It never happened. The Kirk did speak to the King. The King picked up the phone by accident, not knowing the number. It was Kirk. And the King said everyone should cease and desist the actions that they've been doing.
Yeah.
This is getting a little too ridiculous. And no one needs to behave like this. And, you know, Kirk, you have to understand again, this began mostly with Kirk.
Yeah.
Okay? He didn't want to listen to Drake. He didn't want to listen to me. He was going to do what he wanted to do with everybody's connections. He didn't give a crap. Well, you know something? It came back and it bit him in the ass because he's just a stupid retard, as he said. I just saw his message stating that, do you think I'm a retard? Well, you know, I have no other choice but to think that, because that's how you led yourself onto me to believe. Okay, and to me, all the king's laughing at the whole situation, and the people say he's not king, and he's not this, and he's not that. There's five people who claimed kingship in Hawaii, as you know. Four of them are basically mafia people, and they're just trying to grab things and sell things off. He's the only one that put his feet on the ground, the only one who's recognized. And, you know, if you do your homework, you find out he's recognized. And that means you have to go a little further than the Internet.
Yes.
You know, and if you go to the Internet, you might even find Gene's thing saying he's not a king. I mean, people might say, geez, he's not a king. Gene said that. You know, but, you know, Gene doesn't do her homework. That's something that Rob can tell you because he stayed in that house for a couple of weeks. You know, she doesn't do her homework. She just takes things and puts them on the site, and that's it. And, you know, anyway, look, the Kirk situation with him speaking to the king and the king cease and desisting everybody, the judge in particular, and whatever, it's not true. I mean, this is becoming more comical by the minute, and the people that believe this, well, you know something, they belong in that same bubble with the rest of them. You know, and they can all be in there. We can take them to a house and put them in it, and they can start feeding them those pills in the morning, afternoon, and night. So, because they'd all have to be cuckoo to be there.
Right.
You know, anyway, Tomas, it's a trip.
I know.
You know,
that's gone a bit too far.
But I have to be honest, you know, I really get off on this stuff because I work hard, and we're doing some serious shit over here, you know. And this breaks it up. I mean, this is nonsense. And it really breaks it up. So, anyway, let me put Rob here, and I'm out of here again. Okay, and...
Thanks, Neil.
You're welcome, Thomas. As the king says, aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha, buddy.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Thomas. And Drake, good morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Neil... woke me earlier this morning. We were up and were out late last night working. It's been a lot of work over here because we've got all kinds of incredible stuff happening. And for me, personally, I'm shaking my head here because. With all the stuff that's happening toward the larger picture,
yes,
it's just incredible that we're given any of this bullshit weight at all. You know, it's like pissing into the sand. You know,
yeah,
it's crazy, absolutely fucking crazy.
Have you got any? Anything you can update us with, Rob?
You know, I wish this call was later this afternoon because we're expecting some incredibly great news regarding our friend later today.
Cool.
As far as on the larger scene, Neil is scheduled to be leaving. Soon for, can I say destinations? Yeah, right.
I wouldn't say it, okay?
No.
Yeah. Well, just to let you know that the no-fly accord is coming together magnificently, that we've got over 182 nations that are scheduled to come on board. We're going to close these guys in here, and again, you know, something that Drake said earlier was that we do need to use discretion. There are times when We very much want to be sharing with what's happening, but again, discretion is called for, and
yes, we often get that people saying, "Oh, you saying to me and Drake, you know the inside intel, and you should tell us all." People who say that really need to get a better understanding. Yes, sometimes it's nice to have inside intel as such, but it's also a burden to the person. Because yes, you want to give people hope that things are moving, but the slightest mention of it can wipe that all that work that may have gone on for a couple of days, or it may have gone on for a couple of months, just because you've decided to tell someone. And I know people are impatient. We're all impatient. Drake's impatient. Neil's impatient. I'm impatient. Rob's impatient. We all want to get it done. But what you can't do is start spilling the beans when it's not ready or ripe to do so.
I'm not spilling any.
Well, Neil just said he's not spilling any beans, but... Well, there's a saying, you know, loose lips sink ships, you know, and
yep.
And the fact is that we're getting really close here, you know, to some magnificent, you know, stuff. And now more than ever, it's containment is just the order of the day. You know, we just need to hold steady. What's that? Well, look. The fact that they're, you know, they're either reacting to us or they're responding to us, you know, and that's the way it is, you know.
Come on, the old girls are after Rob.
Yeah.
Poor Rob.
But I can assure everyone that we're here and we're working our tails off. You know, this is no vacation. This has been quite a time here.
Good.
Good.
Well, thanks,
for that, Rob.
And once again, thanks to Neil. Do you want to stay on the line, or have you got things to do?
He's like a coach. He keeps throwing me in there, you know. And me, my position is that I'm really guarded with. Neil asked me to give a. An update last week, which I did do, and I was happy to do. But at the same time, in giving that update, what I did want to emphasize is that there are wonderful, you know, things happening. But I also wanted to contain and keep contained what the hell it is that we are doing here. We have, as I did mention in the post, we have... prime ministers, presidents, kings, four-star generals calling us. And this is not just occasional. You know, with the time zone difference here, you know, it all happens usually late at night, our time.
In the morning.
And, and we have all kinds of intel coming in. Support, encouragement, warnings, you know, also to be cautious and careful. And one of the things that's tangible is the danger aspect. I mean, what we're doing here is it's truly a dangerous undertaking. It's dangerous and delicate, you know, so
juggling act.
There's a lot of there's juggling involved, but there's also a lot of sensitivity, discernment, what can be said, when it can be said, and also with the intel that's coming in, our decisions on what to do in each area. And, I mean, just with what's happening with the elders. you're laughing. Yeah. It's almost as if we're in a center position here, and we're pushing outward in four or five, six different directions.
Cool.
Well, now Neil's telling me more, and as I now think of it, yeah, it is more, and it's like a chess game that has about 12 different levels to it, and so. A lot of the time, you know, we spend together, you know, we're sharing, you know, information and yeah. But I will just say too that the support from different areas, you know, on the planet, different governments, and is incredible. You know, so, and we will have tangible news. We're going to have tangible news and information for you guys.
But if they're not good, I'm not going to give it to them.
But, yeah, right. So Neil is saying that you know, if everyone,
I'm set up a line.
Yeah, yeah.
Be quiet.
Now, do you mean to tell me that Neil's going to make me beg?
No, it's not that. It's not that.
You'll know, but you won't be able to put it on the site.
Right.
Because because of Gene and the old girl. So everybody has to go after Gene and the old girl.
Okay, I see how you are.
Yeah, but as soon as I see the apologies coming from the old girl for starting this shit, then we'll open up the doors again.
Do you realize that it's going to be an awful cold day in a certain place before that happens?
Hey, Drake, I'm just playing with you.
Yeah, hey, Dad.
What I need. Another player.
I'm just playing with you, Drake. I'm going to give you the information. You know that.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot for screwing my mind up. What little of it there is.
You don't need any more up there.
what was that song that was played during the break?
Oh, no.
I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane.
Yes.
Yeah. I wail on, and I've been crazy for a long time, so, you know.
Well, then,
hey, don't laugh. I'm sort of 70% crazy by the U.S. government.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Drake. That's the reason why I'm laughing is because you have to be.
To be involved in this.
you have to be crazy in order to be doing this, you know, and stay with it.
Mm. You know?
And also, I want to thank you guys for your. For your service, you know, has anybody said that to you for what you do? Thank you. You know, my father was a World War II veteran, and he passed away not too long ago.
Yeah.
And we'd be out, and he'd be wearing his World War II, you know, baseball cap, and people would approach him and say, they'd come up to him and say, gee, I want to thank you for your service, you know. But this is, this is a war, too. This is a war that...
war with the whole world, my guy. Almost the whole world.
Yeah, that's global.
The world's supposed to go. If you believe me, you won't.
And the war is being waged on different levels. And one of the things about the Vietnam conflict that I've come to know is that it was a different type of war, you know, than other wars where you didn't know who the enemy was, where they were.
Yeah.
And many times they'd be your friends 1 minute and then, you know, change hats and, yeah. you know, you'd be fighting them the next. Well, in a sense, we're fighting a war that's similar in that sense where we always...
The hidden hand.
There's so many hidden factors.
Yeah.
And
it's like the war... Well, see, Vietnam was only the precursor test, okay? That was to stage the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, just so people will know. That's some intelligence that I came across not too long ago that kind of made me go, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Korea was an introduction to the possibility that a civilian might have a weapon. Now we got policemen and military shooting our own people, you know. So the insurgency ideology has taken a sidestep. Now, what we've got the problem with here is that we need people who have the guts to tell their buddy while they're riding in their pickup truck, hold my beer and watch this. And it can do a loop-the-loop and not spill a drop. That's what we're after.
Well, I get the analogy. I get the analogy. And that's what it does take. It takes, in order to fight in this war, it takes the guts, the perception, and the sensitivity to be able to discern things at different levels because of the constant bombardment and brainwashing and bullshit that we get from the media, the mix from the left and right paradigm. In order to be able to...
Not to mention the agents online.
Yes, yeah.
Deliberately employed to cause confusion and diversion.
That's right, and some of them are doing it subconsciously too.
Yeah.
And that's not even going into the area of advanced technologies and things that are out there that most people don't know about.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So this is a very sophisticated kind of mission that we're all on here.
Yeah, but this whole thing was only supposed to be basically talking in regards to what's happening now with Gene and so on. I say Gene and so on. And we're just not going to give them any more push. We're not going to give them any more fuel.
No.
We're not the gas pumps, you know. We're not going to give them any gas. We're not going to let them drive their cars anymore. I mean, they're not going to be able to make any statements because there'll be none to make. Okay, so we're just not going to give them a platform any longer, Tomas. That's what this was supposed to be about. That's it. If we shut them down, they have no platform. Period. Okay, you don't have quacks coming and making statements. You know, and I'm not saying Gene's a quack, but you know she's listening to quacks. You know, so bottom line is no more platform, no more push. We can't give it to them because it's taking up our time.
Exactly.
And you know, they don't have anything to add to anything.
Nope.
Well, with that being said,
bring on Dr. Aiden.
Yes, he's waiting in the wings.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, you should bring him on.
You going to stay on, Neil?
We can be here as life preservers.
Okay. Right, I'll add the doctor in now. 10 minutes because I want to ask Drake some questions.
Now, we might go get this in a meanwhile.
Drake. Is there any truth to the September 2nd bank bail-in fear porn?
Well now, possibly. You say any truth? Well, They've been trying to import the things that have been done that I term the Cyprus effect, where they just took everybody's money. They've been trying to implement the ideology of bail-in in terms of Europe, and everybody told them to eat something and die. And I would recommend that they probably won't be able to pull it off here, but that they might play games in other ways. And those other ways will become abundantly clear instantly, and they're going to have a major uprising. They think the political polls are interesting now. There's a lot of people right now that are looking at foregoing voting and getting a gun, and these people need to really understand what that means. There's a whole lot more of us armed than there are them, and the military likes what we're propounding. So, you know, what are they going to do? Guard the outhouse? They're going to go run and hide in a FEMA camp after they try to pull something? I mean, you're going to find a lot of, quote, fear porn, BS, rumors, and things of that nature. This is why you've got so much stuff going on. We've got, right now, we've got about 50 stories running on just the Ukraine. Yeah. That doesn't include Ferguson. Oh, let's divert everybody's attention to that. Then you got the border. Well, the border effectively is closed in Texas, officially closed, period. You come across, your life will get shot. That's just how it is. The measures that have needed to have been taken are being taken by individual states and individuals. And this is where you hand the beer to your buddy and tell him, watch this. I have had enough. It's like that clip from the movie. I'm a human being. I have had enough, and I'm not going to take it anymore kind of thing. This is the ideology people need to understand, that first of all, they got the right to do that, and secondly, they should have done it a long time ago. The purpose of this show and everything Neil does and all this other thing is to provide us with real freedom for the very first time in a long time. Next.
If we know where we are headed and it doesn't look good, doesn't it make sense to put an end to all this nonsense before things get out of hand, and that we'll be sorry we didn't act sooner? What are we waiting for, Drake?
There is a website that Dr. Aiden put up for resumes. Anybody who wishes to join the freedom movement needs to get in touch with a local militia. And by that, I mean there is one in every state. Some of them are extraordinarily sizable. The reason being is that the military is going to rely on, in part, and I mean a great part, on the local people and militias in order to maintain reasonability. That means we don't go shooting everybody that's got a uniform. We don't go hanging politicians on lampposts and other stupid things. We need to garner the information from them. Then after we get the information, maybe we can shoot a few of them or hang them, some of them, or whatever we feel like we want to do. But we need to keep this thing under control. Yep. Now, if, and this is the if each and every last person in Ferguson, and I'm gonna use that one, who has a legitimate complaint, and I do not mean these people from out of state and others that have come in to cause problems. I'm talking about the people who want to address the problems. As the good captain stated on the news, we need to settle this all down peaceably and restore things. Well, I will suggest that the restoration also be an answer to the problems that have been perpetrated intentionally by very few. It don't take but one guy doing the wrong thing, as can be seen by the situation, in order to give these people all the cannon fodder they need to cause people to go and, quote, riot, loot, burn, and otherwise get their butts in trouble. Peaceful demonstration, go to the NAACP website and study some of Dr. King's instructions. You will learn a great deal. It's hard for a small police force to handle an insurmountable number of people, and if everybody and their mother-in-law, granny, it don't matter, shows up and sits down, what are you going to do with that mass of humanity? You ain't. You listen to them. when these things come out that have been going wrong, militarization of the police department is not what it should be. The police, as law enforcement people, should have the capability of going out into the neighborhood in uniform, totally safely, not to go after people, but to address issues and serious problems. Talk to the people. Hey, man, you ain't got to do this to so-and-so, and if you quit doing this to so-and-so, then they're not going to prefer charges, so I ain't got nothing to do. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, we can end this. Okay? You have to have rhyme and reason. The cause, an honest-to-God cause. And I agree. Racism is BS. It should be flushed down the toilet. However, just as it is stated in the movie, A Time to Kill, the human mind decides the facts by all their prejudices according to each individual involved. That is the problem. The prejudice of not understanding that our world has gotten too small. There are too many people in order to segregate yourself in any way, shape, or form. These are the lessons that people need to take to heart to an extent where they take action on it and with it. Creating a correct flow in that manner will rectify the problems. Now, there's been promises made. I heard them on TV in Ferguson. We're going to fix this. Okay? Make them show you. If they don't fix it collectively, put a dollar in the kitty, each and every person who can come up with a buck, and have the lawyer start filing paperwork that causes these people to have to act right. There are ways to subjugate problems of this nature. The laws already exist. The precedents have been set. And if used correctly, it's like swinging a 2x4 with a nail in it. You can really do some damage to a person. Judges can be removed from their seat. Public officials can be removed not only from office, but also from the public and put into jail for overstepping their authority. Nobody at the state level, irrespective as to who it is, has the capability to infringe upon the rights and conditions stipulated in the Constitution. Whether any of these podunk liberal, socialist, communist, fascist, whatevers think might be, ain't. Next.
This person says, it's been posted on Steve Quayle's website. I don't know how reliable this is, but it looks like the plans to dissolve our borders and create the North American Union with Canada and Mexico are well underway, right under the noses of Congress. Well, this has been going on for at least 6 years, as far as I know. Drake?
Yeah, well, that's pretty simple. We don't accept it. Texas closed the border. Why? Because they have a constitutional right to defend themselves against any sort of incursion, be that a group, a whole bunch of people that are just hungry. They can stop them. They have the legal right to do so. I recommend, and good luck on this, that we close the friggin' border, militarize it if necessary. Okay, then they got this, oh, poor little kids. Well, they sent some back and they got murdered. Well, now, was that not maybe part of the plan to begin with? Well, you can't send them back because they're going to kill them. Well, good grief. Who are you turning them over to? To the cartels that sent them in the first place to cause problems? Who got paid by our very own government to do so? Do you think those kids are coming up here and able to make that trip on their own? Mom and Dad ain't got that kind of cash. I'll clue you into that right now. There is not enough money in the whole of the families to be able to do that. So it takes a big entity. What is the big entity? Uncle Sam. It's like Fast and Furious. That didn't come out right away. But if this is looked at closely enough, there's got to be paperwork or witness or something somewhere to validate this. A child will not survive that trip, period. This I know from people I know down there. And it does not get better. A person who jumps the fence, so to speak, and or swims the creek, when they do so, they break the law. Whether they like the idea or not, they become an illegal. they are not immigrants. Whether anybody likes the idea or not doesn't make any difference. What makes a difference is that we modify, and have you noticed that neither Republican nor Democrat nor anybody else in any portion of the administration is willing to take on the subject of immigration reform? Oops. I mean, that's a simple check. Now, is a 9-year-old going to have a criminal history? Probably not. You check anyway. You check everybody. Upon finding that that person is clean, then start the process here in the States, irrespective as to whether Mexico wants them to come here or not, don't make no difference, to offer them the opportunity to become citizens, to be taken in if they're not of age and can't take care of themselves by our own people. Now, there's a problem in all this. We sent $200 some million to Israel to kill Hamas, called the Iron Dome. Well, right. Well, there's a thing about the Iron Dome somebody sort of left out, conveniently. Those can be offensive weapons, meaning you can shoot a rocket from the Iron Dome and strike targets. Do you really think that all those airstrikes were performed by aircraft? Uh-uh. Okay, Israel has put a bunch of ads on TV. Oh, please feed the poor Israelis. They're starving to death. These Jews are going hungry. Okay, Netanyahu, here's a challenge. How about quit buying bullets and buy some food for your very own people? Prove it. If you're a humanitarian, you'll do so. If you got any conscience at all and are not just a simple Nazi hiding behind Zionism, then, and only then, will you go to the people, not the governments and other butt wives that want to blow you up. Go to the people and see whether or not they would entertain peace. I guarantee you, and I've been to war, anybody's been in a war zone wants peace. I don't care who you might think you are. You might be the craziest blood and guts dude on the planet. But bullets whizzing, bombs going off, it screws up your sleep something awful, ruins your disposition. So, there, you know, apply that to Ferguson. Do you really want peace? Apply that to the distractions that are offered by the administration through the media that is bought, paid for, and controlled. I mean, you begin to get the picture that ain't nothing. None of this is right. Now, I've looked at all the solutions that I can find. I've conferred with some experts in this. The only alternative to spinning your wheels, and that includes all these petitions and lawsuits and fun and games, is enforcement. That's the key. Only when these people who think they are God and can do what they want to with our rights and the Constitution and a few other things are taken into custody will things begin to change. That's the key. Next.
Is the death, in inverted commas, of James Foley a false flag?
Absolutely. Not nice, but somebody's got to say it, and I have I got a report from a friend that said so. Who knows? And has been right on all these things. You're going to have to really scratch the surface deep to find that. There's several things on our Facebook page that show that the Ferguson deal is a false flag, the whole bit. Nobody needs to die over this, but I'm afraid there's going to be some deaths, both sides. It's going to take a combination of brute force, force of arms, and the kind of tenacity you don't see anymore, hardly, where somebody absolutely positively refuses to have anything less than what they are after in their goal. We the people are going to have to do this to our own government. We have got to remove like 99% of it because most of it is either bought and paid for, corrupt, or affiliated. Now, this extends into several places. Some of it's in China, Russia, and other places that especially the EU, the United Kingdom is really full of it. There are a lot of things, even so, that are transpiring that may change a whole bunch of this outlook, giving us a greater advantage in terms of, hey, let's do this right. No, you can't do that. No, no, you know better than that. Now think about staring down a gun, a guy with a gun who thinks he's righteous. You want courage? Think about that student, a kid with his school books in hand, telling a tank to screw off. Think about that. You talk about courage, that man's got my vote. Next.
All right. Here's another distraction that's mysteriously vanished in the past few days. Drake, why is there no word on Ebola, which was set up to lead to take over the country, should Obama declare an emergency?
Obama doesn't have the brains to declare an emergency. Sorry. Ebola, the whole thing was a farce. The infection that is going, that has spread so rapidly, is a bioweapon. There's a large laboratory right in that area. You might want to look that, look over that stuff. This is not. They ain't playing games anymore. They couldn't bring it in by way of tourism, or somebody who had been there, so they imported the doctors. Now all of a sudden we're showing cases here. Well, if these people were quarantined as they, and so secure as the World Health Organization, who also pays for part of that laboratory, by the way, among other things. You tell me. I mean, they're supposed to come up with some kind of a way to deplete our population by like 85%. And a whole lot of people that think they got a ticket to ride ain't going to get their protection like they're supposed to. And there is a rumor saying that colloidal silver doesn't have any effect. Oops, it do, a big one. So does cloves and a few other just simple, natural, homeopathic solutions to a human's problems. Therefore, I would suggest everybody out there get what they got to have in terms of something that is antibacterial, antiviral, and include it in your diet. Then when it comes calling, it'll go, oh, man, you don't taste right. I'm leaving. Very simple. Next.
Drake, have you thought about combining with Lyndon LaRouche Judicial Watch and the CSPOA.org, as well as the National Liberty Alliance? If you all can co-join and combine each other's efforts, then that's a way to create the most powerful numbers and force.
I have been working on that, and so far I haven't even got an answer back from any one of them. I think Judicial Watch in conjunction with other people would be awesome. Mr. Brown's gun rights in conjunction with Duresh, in conjunction with Judicial Watch, in conjunction with others, could either re-implement, say, the 1935 Firearms Act, where if you commit a crime and you got a gun in the trunk, you get a firearms charge. Bingo. You catch somebody that is not allowed to be toting a gun around, they got a firearms charge. Irrespective as to this, that, or the other thing, I don't care if he comes from a broken family. I don't care if he's had a hard life. Whoopity-doo. You ain't got to live like a refugee or act like one all your friggin' life. At a certain point, an individual makes their own decisions. Okay, I don't want to work at Mickey D's or these other places. I want to sell dope on the corner, make a lot more money a lot quicker. You also die a lot younger. You don't want a long life because there's no hope. Okay, why don't you just simply put the Crips colors on and go over into the Bloods territory and give them the finger? I guarantee you won't last long. Okay, I mean, it's you know, you want to play suicide by action, whether it's with the cops or a gang or whatever. Go for it. Don't trouble the general society with your problems and inabilities to stand up. It's not everybody else's problem that you got problems. It's the individual making the wrong decisions. In order to make a good decision, you got to be informed. This is called education. And there are survival techniques for the street that also apply in business and individually, the same sort of survival techniques. Go to college and don't tell nobody. You can go to technical school and come out smelling like a rose. I know a guy with a 2-year degree. He got $78,000. He had the job before he graduated. He gets a new car, as needs, and an expense account. That's a 2-year technical degree. Now think about that as a career. Think about that as not having to worry about somebody shooting you on the corner because you did, they think that you're a little bit light in the baggie you sold them. I mean, it's pretty simple. Next.
Right, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to have one short song, 3 minutes, and we'll bring Dr. Aidan on for the final hour. Bye for now. Hi all and welcome to the final hour. Sorry about the music there. I think it was coming through Neil's line. And we're going to finally bring on Dr. Aidan now. And he'll explain a few things and update you on some legal stuff. All right, here we go.
Good morning to the road to freedom.
Hi, Doctor.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I'm okay. You okay? You've had to endure some of this nonsense yourself this week.
Well, you know, I had a good laugh simply because, you know, you cannot wrap fire with paper. The Chinese saying for that is Zhi Bao Bu Zhu Hua. So, you know, all these people, you know, and also, how can you fight with a retard? It's not a level playing field. either they come up to your level of integrity as far as intellectual integrity is concerned, because you don't stoop to conquer. I mean, you can't come down to those levels and start fighting with this retard. So, you know, have a good laugh. What the heck? They have a right to be wrong. They have a right, the First Amendment right, to say what they want to write. But libel, slander, and defamation are serious things.
Yes.
So there we go. How are we going to do this, brother? You're going to ask some questions, and I'm going to answer it, or what do you do?
Yes, yes. Right, first question for you. Gave a lot of help to one of our members, Luna Lisa Doherty.
Yes.
You helped with a motion for reconsideration a few weeks back, but the judge didn't change his mind. She asked for an extension and has been given until September the 1st.
Well,
is there anything further she can do to stop this eviction?
Well, I had a chinwag with some people in the court regarding this issue. You see, basically the judge is not going to overrule himself because he had issued the eviction order. She came to me literally 3 days before the eviction.
Yeah.
Just so people out there will know, she never paid me a penny. I never asked her for a penny. And these days, when you ask for money to be paid for your work, it seems to be a grave transgression. You cannot, especially Judge Naidu, Dr. Aiden, Judge Silver Cloud Musafir, Judge Silver Eagle, he's not allowed to take any money. He is supposed to work for free. He's not supposed to pay his bills. He's supposed to starve to death. Well, that's the thinking among some retards who are trying to wrap fire with paper. Anyway, so yeah, she will get the extension, and I did tell her that I will help her all the way because she's got an 83-year-old partner.
Yeah.
And, you know, if she had come to me 1 month ago, we would have
had a better opportunity, yeah.
Yeah, I literally told the judge, look, that law... Yeah, that law is an unconstitutional law. You took an oath of office to adhere and abide by the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Washington. Now, if you allow creditor relief, then you are violating your oath of office because the only place to amend, repeal, correct, tweak, or reaffirm the law is the legislature. So it becomes a political question under the doctrine of the separation of powers. And so the judge kind of, so anyway, but all is not lost.
Yes.
Mm.
Right. Let's see. If you have already lost your house due to foreclosure, can you still get your house back or get compensated for it?
Right. That's on my website, scripturallaw.org. Go and read Fighting Foreclosures. The way we're going to do this, like I told you, is we prove the fraud. We get a money judgment from a tribal court. Now, apparently, when I do work through a tribal court, I'm under investigation by the Attorney General. The Attorney General, Mr. Eric Holder, knows where I am. He knows what I'm doing, everything I do. Every court case, every tribal court case, I have CC'd the Department of Justice and the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, the chair of the Indian Affairs Committee. So everything I'm doing is transparent. So please read my website. Look at Fighting Foreclosures. We can get you relief through a tribal court judgment, which under the Uniform Foreign Money Judgments Recognition Act is a very, very powerful tool. It's all there on my website. The FBI knows. I've replied to the FBI who were trying to tell me, you shouldn't be telling people about tax exemptions. So the Attorney General knows, everybody knows, you know, so there's no big deal. We're not doing any nod, nod, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hug, hug, you know what I mean? You know, none of that. It's all there.
Yes.
A
little bit further on this same question, this person said, due to a divorce, I was not on the title when the foreclosure happened.
Right.
Before the divorce, I was on the title, but not on the mortgage. Does that make a difference?
Well, a great man once said that the principal, predominant, prime, basic, essential reason for divorce is marriage. Having said that... don't intend to be flippant or facetious. We don't know whether it is a civil marriage. We don't know if it's a common law marriage or if she's a common law, if they're common law spouses. I don't know all of that.
Yeah.
So if he gives me all of that information, depending on which state they are in,
yeah.
We have 20 states that are what's known as deed of trust states, where there is a buyer, seller, and a trustee, as opposed to a mortgage contract state where there is a buyer and a seller, and that's it, you know. So if he or she can email me, I'll be able to find out what sort of a marriage they had and go from there.
Right, okay. Regarding the theft of property that is free and clear, no...
Right.
Liens against property. What are some of the methods that you have seen and heard of? What types of defenses are available and how to become whole again after the loss? I lost my property years ago. The law seemed to be stuck in the feudal system. The most
right.
powerful got what they claimed. I was up against organized crime, and the more
right.
I escalated the issue in government,
right.
local, state, and federal, the worse
yeah.
it got.
Well, the only known valid, superior, good, real, measurable, meaningful, lawful, legitimate title is what's known as usucapion. U-S-U-C-A-P-I-O-N. Usucapion means ownership due to lengthened possession. Now, all land titles in America, allodium, land patents, fee simple is fiction. I'll give you an example of what a legal fiction is. On a map, the distance from Seattle, Washington to New York is about 7.5 inches. But the real distance is like 3,280 miles. So a legal fiction is a representation of something that is not real, but in so far as scale of understanding is concerned. So to this person, I say, the person who foreclosed and evicted you did not have superior, valid, meaningful, lawful, legitimate title. So what you need to do is get customary native title from an Indian tribe, because that is mentioned in 18 United States Code Section 1151, that all soil in America, continental America, is absolutely Indian country. Just like Section 7, Article 12 of the Hawaii State Constitution, not the Kingdom's Constitution, the state of Hawaii came up with the theory, which is correct. It's called Ahu Pu'a. That means it's customary native title. So every bit of soil in every island, atoll, islet in the Kingdom of Hawaii, in the Hawaiian Islands, is native title. So I would recommend very strongly that this person challenge that eviction and the loss of the property by asking the lender, speculator, investor, thief, bankster, did you have real, valid, superior, good title before you threw me out? Answer is no. So if they threw him out because they could not produce good title, the judge was engaged in perpetrating fraud. That judge took an oath of office based on the Constitution of that state and the Constitution of the United States. So when and Article 6, Section 2 binds state judges to the treaties made with Indian nations and to the federal laws, to the contrary notwithstanding. So we are, he's in very good shape to get reparation, remedies, and solutions for what he lost.
Yes. Right. One of the issues that's come up, can you give us the background into what happened in Denver, Colorado, and what...
Okay.
And what is currently ongoing with that, please?
I have my lawyers send a letter to the Denver Post about a highly hateful article that appeared in the Denver Post. Now, I'll be posting that letter on my webpage. Apparently, they had some beef with Mr. Richard Mack, the Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association. I believe I've sent you that letter when he appointed me Chief Legal Advisor, right, Thomas?
Yes.
Okay. So this lady, I don't know if she's a lady or I hope she's a lady, named Nancy somebody, apparently checked my website. Now, if she had checked my website, and for all those of you paper tigers who are trying to rap fire, I ask you to go to my website and click on News and Views. When you click on News and Views, it'll take you to a page called Media Distortion in Fiji. There is a newspaper article from the Fiji Daily Post, and there is a court order from the magistrate's court in Fiji, which literally tells you what my crime was in item number 7. He is to refrain from political participation. So now if this woman, who's supposed to be a journalist, and journalists are not supposed to write stories like dog bites man. They're supposed to write stories like man bites dog. Now, if she is a journalist, and I doubt she is, she could be a cub reporter, she should have checked, rechecked, and cross-checked her facts. But she didn't do that, and then she went, And this is the man who was with the Little Shell Pembina in North Dakota, which is an extremist group. Really? You know what Barry Goldwater once said about extremism? Extremism for the purposes of achieving freedom and liberty is not extremism. But anyway, the Little Shell Pembina is a very poor, impoverished Native American, American Indian, Aboriginal tribe. How do they become an extremist group just because they're asking for their rights? So, and this is all perpetrated by the so-called Anti-Defamation League. So I don't know how the Anti-Defamation League got involved with Native American rights. Maybe they don't want Native Americans to ask for their land back, lands that were stolen from them. Maybe the cabalists and the cable guys and the oligarchs and all these reptilians, they don't like what I'm doing for Native Americans because I'm proving the fraud. So what best way to cut me at my knees than to say that I'm a fraud and to say all kinds of this stuff, which makes me stronger, which makes me even more impelled to do the right thing under the rule of law. You know, lies have speed and truth has endurance, my good friends.
Yes.
You know, and there is no cure for the bite and sting of a false accuser. You know, I mean, if I wanted to get down to their level of impotence and their level of mental retardation and lack of intellectual integrity, I could spew out. I mean, you know, we are experts in insults. You know, these people are no match. So, but I'm not going to stoop that low. My record is clear.
Part of the problem, which is I've tried to...
Right.
mentioned to our members, is they'll go, certain people will go digging for these type of headlines, fueled by others, and then see the headline. But you must read all of the documents. If you read all of the documents, then you'll get the gist of it, and it has nothing to do with the headline. Too many go off the... It's almost like the MSN with the shock headline without reading behind it. You know, it's like what we've been talking about in the last hour. Only the US journalist has been beheaded, the Ebola, the Ferguson, the border issue. You know, they're the headlines, but there's an awful lot of details behind it.
If they want to dig, Thomas, they want to dig... Why don't you dig the good stuff?
Yeah.
The help I gave to Luna Lisa, the help I'm giving some California people, the help some people who have come from Canada. Now, I can do things for free. And if I charge $1,000 here or $2,000 there. Oh, by the way, incidentally, apparently I took $1,000 from Ellen Gonzalez. Miss Ellen Gonzalez, you are a blatant liar. If you have proof and evidence that I took any money from you, please send it to the Attorney General of the United States. Please send it to the FBI. Please send it to your local police. You should not lie, ma'am. You came to me for help. You even said you had two sons. And I told you, send me a resume for your two sons, and I'll see what I can do for them in the Kingdom of Hawaii. And for you to say that I took $1,000 each, ma'am, I tell you again, you are a pathological liar, and you will pay for your lies.
Yes.
All right? You will pay for your lies. Go ahead. Yeah.
She kind of exposed herself because part of the issue of the first hour was that she was set up by Gene Haynes.
Yeah. Well, they don't have lies.
More fool Ellen, because Jean kind of threw her under the bus and exposed her, that she was helping her. More fool Ellen. Right, we'll move on.
Yeah.
I think that's cleared that up. I know we can move on to some real stuff.
Yep.
Again. Right. Right, this is, I don't know whether this would apply to you, but it's addressed to you. Are you able to file a lawsuit to stop the up-and-coming genocide? The two that they've filed after the fake swine flu look like it turned into what we are seeing now. They filed against the World Health Organization, the UN, the presidents, etc., etc. Will Dr. Aidan be able to take this up?
Yes, I'll get the clearance from the Kingdom of Hawaii, because I'm extremely busy with the Kingdom of Hawaii.
Yeah.
And if the king gives me permission to go ahead and take this on, I will take this on as something from my law firm. I like to look at all the facts and to see whether... We can easily do a lawsuit to the tribal court.
Yeah, this is to do with the vaccines.
Right, right.
And a lady called Jane Burgermeister shared all her documents so that anyone could file the lawsuit.
Yeah, well, the only way a lawsuit is going to have any impact is to have 10, 20, 30,000 people behind it.
Yeah.
Now, normally when you take it to the satanic courts that we have, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, and the Article 3 courts, everything is political. So the moment they do that, they will kill it.
Yeah.
You know, so if you do it through the tribal court, then it's a totally different thing. Now, we can get a money judgment if they don't respond, and under the Uniform Foreign Money Judgments Recognition Act, we can hit the governments, or we can hit the banks to fork out because they got deep pockets. That's the way to do it.
Yes.
But I'm only going to take this case on when I get the clearance from the King of Hawaii. But the rumor is that I got fired today from the Kingdom of Hawaii, And the king called me a few minutes ago to say that was something that was perpetrated by another retard. So, you know, what do we do? You know, we are surrounded by retards, but that's okay. It's okay. The retard also has his day in court. You know, it does. You have the right to be wrong. The First Amendment says free speech. Yeah. But Justice Holmes said, if your free speech, it doesn't include shouting fire in a crowded theater.
Yeah.
And if your free speech is going to be setting fire to a clear and present danger, then you have libel, defamation, and slander suits to meet.
Yes.
You know? So, moving on.
Right. Still appears some people are confused that SICE and the Kingdom of Hawaii is one is one thing. Can you clarify what each represents, please?
I started SICE about 13, 14 years ago. Okay?
Yep.
Now, at that time, SICE has absolutely no enforcement, nothing. All we did was civil suits in ecclesiastical courts, and we started doing some work in tribal courts. I could not get the money judgments monetized simply because nobody in America will buy a money judgment anymore. Everything is owned by the oligarchs and the cable guys and all this, you know, rubbish. So I found several banks in Hong Kong that are willing to monetize a money judgment simply because a money judgment is a negotiable instrument, like an international bill of exchange.
Yeah.
So, so we can size, when I came on Cosmic Voice, the first time I came on Cosmic Voice, I made it very clear that, look, you can have all the lawyers in the world, you can have all the philosophy, you can have all the law on your side. If you don't have enforcement, you got nothing. Then Brother Drake and I got into a lot of discussion, and we knew that the Second Amendment allows people to be armed. It literally says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. One period, three commas, 27 words. So it's very clear that without an enforcement arm, we cannot do anything. Now, when this was happening, I was, Brother Neil Keenan, good man, he introduced me to the King of Hawaii, and we talked, and lo and behold, I got appointed Attorney General. I then generated a letter, which is now on the Cosmic Voice. I said the Sovereign International Court of Equity, in conjunction with the Kingdom of Hawaii. Now, if the Kingdom of Hawaii... if the king tells me, a judge, let's not get SICE involved with the Kingdom of Hawaii, I'll obey my king.
Yep.
And then I'll have someone else run SICE because I can't be serving two masters. Bible says that, you know. So either I'm full-time with the Kingdom of Hawaii, and I am, and at some point in time, if the Kingdom of Hawaii's goals and SICE's goals are one and the same, will operate under one umbrella. If they are to be bifurcated or truncated, so be it.
Yes.
I'm not a one-man show. I mean, Brother Drake can help in SICE. I mean, yes. He's ex-military, and there are a lot of other people of similar ilk who can help.
Yes.
While I do my work as Attorney General, I don't know what the confusion is all about, you know.
No, I don't. I thought we made it clear, but some people still are still differentiate between the two.
I mean, in conjunction with, in association with, simply means there are two separate entities.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I could have written it in French or in Latin or in Chinese. I mean, and then what? Then when they say, I don't understand, I can translate it. I'm not going to interpret it, but I'm going to translate it. So I really don't know what to say if people don't understand.
Are you able to give us an update on each one? Kingdom of Hawaii first. What's going on with that? And
we are waiting for certain components to get into place. We're waiting for certain elements to be structured, ordained, and established. We are waiting for certain protocols to be occasioned, and then the whole world will know that we are ready. Without going into too much of specifics.
Right. Okay.
Because we are not ready yet, but we are in a state of preparedness.
Yeah. SAIS, same thing?
Yes, SAIS, same thing.
Right, okay.
But we have not received too many applications. We've got maybe, I don't know, how many have you got?
It was about 70.
Yeah, we got about 70, so that tells you that
people need to step up more.
That Americans want to sit back and watch. Let's get some popcorn, see what happens. If it gets exciting, we'll join in. Otherwise, we won't do anything. So the people may be restless, but they don't want to do anything, and there is nothing I can do.
Right. Well, hopefully they'll take up the baton and run with it. Does Dr. Aidan have any dealings with the ICC? If so, what does he feel of them, and will the ICC be working in cooperation with our efforts?
I would imagine when you say ICC, you're talking about the International Chamber of Commerce.
International. Let me just finish the question.
Uh-huh.
Hilo District Court Judge Harry Freitas was served a warrant for his arrest by the International Criminal Court in the Hawaiian Kingdom, confirmed by Kale Gumapak. For those who don't know who or what the International Criminal Court is or about, the International Criminal Court is governed by the Rome Statute.
Right.
Comments, please.
Okay. I don't know about that lawsuit, but I can tell you this. If the International Criminal Court has taken cognizance of this lawsuit without the King of Hawaii's consent and approval and permission, then I will not touch it, because it is obviously been filed by some people who don't have the authority vested in them by King Dr. Edmund K. Silver Jr., King of Hawaii.
It goes further. It says the ICC is an independent international organization and is not part of the United Nations system. Its seat is at The Hague in the Netherlands.
Right, right. Well, I know this. Territorial disputes by the Philippines, by Malaysia, by Vietnam, by China, Brunei, Singapore, over the Spratly Islands, they have been heard in the International Court of Justice. I don't know if they are affiliated with the United Nations, because the United Nations has another forum, another tribunal, called the World Court. And then we have the International Court of Justice for Human Rights in Strasbourg, France. And then the European Court of Justice in Brussels, Belgium. So this lawsuit, I'm not familiar with it, but if it doesn't have the imprimatur of the King of Hawaii, the only King of Hawaii, Dr. Edmund K. Silver Jr., then it has got no validity.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Are you aware what he's been charged with, out of interest?
Who's been charged with what?
This Freitas guy, what he's been charged with.
I have absolutely three-fifths of no idea. Yeah.
Drake, do you want to chime in with a few questions?
I could.
Hello.
You want me to really specifically ask the doctor a question?
Go ahead.
I put some stuff in your Skype box that we need to talk about at some time or another. The sure. thing I'm looking at is that a lot of people look at the validity and they say that Hawaii will never become regain its sovereignty.
Okay.
I understand your involvement in that is pretty intricate, and I was wondering if things had moved forward, if things have been making progress and stuff like that. I'm real curious.
Well, we are, like I said, we are waiting for certain elements and protocols and developments to occasion, and then the world will know whether we are ready. We've been ready since the beginning. I mean, the fact that the state of Hawaii happened doesn't mean that the kingdom of Hawaii got diminished or eroded or decayed or destroyed. We are still there.
Okay. Oh, boy. Is it possible to describe any of the generalized things that could be done on a legal basis that would help with the freeing of Hawaii, the freeing of the people here, et cetera?
Well, we have got some petitions filed in the United States Supreme Court. We haven't heard back. They know. They apologized to us in 1993, and the king will shortly be issuing a royal edict, and then you will see how far we have progressed in this venture.
Okay, so in other words, some of the official actions are beginning.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, well, there's a lot of people that got questions, and I'm trying to, you know,
yeah,
bring it out.
Yeah.
Do you have the same problems in Hawaii as we do here in terms of getting people involved?
I don't think so. I know that the king has a lot of support by and from his people.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So in other words, the only place that's really lacking in conviction is, so far, is the United States continentally.
Yeah, right. Everybody wants to know. So when you say you're going to get ready, you want me to get ready with less than 100 people?
No. We might want to talk about some of that. We might want to discuss some of that privately, I'll explain it to you that way. What I'm talking about.
You know there's no such thing as privately.
I understand that. I'm wondering if actual airtime might be a benefit to people. What do you think?
Yes. Airtime would be a great benefit. That's in the radar.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Go ahead.
Another question for you. Where are we? Who or what is the Little Shell Pembina tribe?
All right.
Questions on that.
The Little Shell Pembina tribe signed a treaty called the Red River Treaty in 1863. Now all these troublemakers and retards who are making trouble, just go research it. They are a small group of people, probably 300 or 400 of them, and it was the chief is a man, a wonderful human being called Ronald B. DeLong, a very nice man. You know, he's got a lot of endearing qualities like the King of Hawaii, wonderful man. And he had a lot of internal trouble from his family. He had 7 brothers. And they wanted a casino, and, you know, and I said, no casino. I'm not interested in casino. I want to start a law college, and I want to do, I want to empower people with education. So that went south. They are still there, Little Shell Pembina, and they made one fatal error. I believe about 7 months ago, they were denied federal recognition. Now, that's another scam that the government runs. I mean, here's a Native American tribe that signed a treaty with the United States government. And a treaty is part of the supreme law as far as Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution is concerned. Now, the government came up with the Federally Recognized Tribes List Act. Now, so did they repeal the treaty? They did not repeal the treaty. And I don't know why. Now, I left the Little Shell Pembina sometime in 2005, 2006. So they wanted to go for federal recognition, and I told them don't, because then you'll be vomiting all over the treaty. And the treaty is the supreme law of the land. And after 7 years of fighting and filing all sorts of papers, they were denied federal recognition. So that's you can Google them. It's all there about the Little Shell Pembina Band.
Right, okay. One person, one of our members, if I can just find it, I've just gone past it. Right, one of our members is actually, is presently a member of the Treaty Tribe Pembina Nation and has a license, but can't get a bank account with this membership without a social security number.
Okay.
And doesn't accept a general post office as a mailing address, and one bank asks for a passport from the tribe.
Okay.
How can they be fixed?
Now, have this person email me. I will show you proof written to me by the Social Security Administration that you don't need a social security card to live and work in the U.S. unless you're going for, you know, your retirement benefits and you're going for Medicare, Medicaid. So I have that letter from the Social Security Administration written to me. So contact me and I can tell you how to open a bank account without. Now, again, when you go to one of these banksters, you're not going to be talking to a lawyer. And even if you're talking to a lawyer in a bank, which is very unlikely, these are people who don't understand federal Indian law. And what they will say is, because they don't know, they will say, oh, this is a scam. And in America, the moment people hear the word scam,
yes,
you know, everything goes ballistic. Everything goes berserk.
Yes.
Only in America. You know, it's a very strange country. You know, I don't. Every time I come to America, you know, I think I'm coming back to a terrible satanic system. So I live outside the country for the most of my time, because I'm originally from Singapore. You know, cleanest city in the world. You know, Singapore, the people who bailed out Credit Suisse. Hello. Yeah. Yeah, we believe, we don't even grow a banana there or a pineapple, but we believe in an education and we believe in sharpening our thinking skills. You know, so if this person can email me, we can have a nice private chat. And then if this person is not part of the retard team, then, you know, sometimes when my emails go off to the retard team and it's all over internet, like I committed a grave error.
This name is, her name is Patricia.
Ah.
So look out for that.
Okay.
She's right. A member of the Pembina Nation.
Okay. No problem.
Right.
Doctor, hello.
Hey, brother.
Hello, I just left the shower. It was feeling too good.
Yeah.
I can hear you in the shower. How are you doing?
I am doing good, my brother. I'm doing good. Making waves by helping people. I'm making waves.
You know, you've got a couple of nuts out there that are running around wild. You know, one to marry her at one time, and now he wants to put you under the ground. You know?
Yeah, well, you know, they'll have to try or take a number. Yeah, that's not going to happen, because they've actually made me stronger, because obviously we are doing something right.
Well, first of all, they don't matter.
Right, exactly.
They don't matter. They're looking for a platform.
That's all they're doing. They're looking to acquire some strength because they don't have any followers, or they have only a few followers and they need help. And they're going to create a war, just like Obama. He creates wars to make money.
Well, these people are lonely. You know, they don't have a life. They don't read. You know, great minds think of great ideas. You know, ordinary minds talks about events. But low mentality, retarded minds, they talk about people. They love to gossip. And what can you do? You know, you got the First Amendment, so go ahead and gossip. But don't lie. That's my thing, you know. Don't lie that I took money and went, show me the proof. Show me the evidence.
Yeah, well, you know, I received an email. Basically, I saw the post, and they're telling me to get the evidence to defend you. But they're making the accusations, and I just heard a little bit of what you said now. I think you addressed all the issues right there and then. So,
yes.
You know,
no,
I mean.
Someone asked me, how much does it cost to get tribal membership, customary native title, and to get into this lawsuit? And my answer was, look, if you have a large numbers, I can do that within $1,500 for those three. Now, what the hell is wrong with that? I don't have a Ninth Amendment right to a livelihood.
You know, according to them.
What the hell is going on? I never said 10,000.
But you must remember this.
But
this
even
girl,
if I said 10,000, it's my business.
It is. It's whatever you can get in that case, you know.
No. It's one person even said, I'm going desperate. I'm expensive. I'm bloody good in what I do.
No, you're probably the best. So you're one of the best for sure. But listen, the girl Ellen Gonzalez, she contacted me, and you know, she told me about sending money for her two children. You had promised them jobs. Let me finish, please. You promised them jobs in Hawaii and plane fare and everything else. So she sent you 2,000. She didn't know Gene. She told me she didn't know Gene. That I thought she was from Gene, and you know, and I understood she was from Gene, and I didn't give up anything. So she kept going, and the next day or 2 days later, she's with Gene, and she's talking about those two women again. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, I don't think any of it happened, and if it did, you know, something, there should have been a record of it somewhere, and the dissolution of it.
Yes.
And you know, but you don't see it anywhere. Like I said earlier, Doctor, they want you. They want to put you away. I'm talking about the feds because you're too dangerous to them. And if they had the opportunity to come after you, 5,000 is a felony in the United States. 4,995 is not, or 99 is not. 5,000
is. What law is that?
No, the 5,000 is the number. That's a number that
what
begins.
What do you think O.J. Simpson paid the Dream Team?
Oh, no. Yeah, I know, but you know, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
No, you're right. But the thing is that
I'm very, very good. I can take on any of these monkeys.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm trying to say is that if they gave you 5,000 and you did something wrong, it's a felony. Okay, it's a felony, and nobody came after you. Nobody bothered you. So you know,
right?
That common sense tells you that they're the ones. The onus is on them. It's not on us.
Right, and all those people from the Tim Turner's group, I haven't forgotten them. I've got all their names written down. I've got all their judgments. I'm just waiting to collect enough for the Hong Kong bank to put money on their table. Yes, they paid me. Yes, they did. But what the hell is wrong with getting paid, for God's sake?
You should get paid.
I mean, come on. It's like, oh my God, he asked for money. What? What do you think? There are free lunches anywhere?
Thomas.
Yes.
Judge, listen, you're going to love this one. You know, when I was with Gene on her site, you know, they put up a donation page, and I don't know, about $8,000 or $9,000 came in, and it went into Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And everybody, I'm getting emails all the time. You know, I donated to Bitcoin, and you know, I'm glad I could help you and everything. But you know, they didn't help me. They didn't help me. And, you know, I'm not being rude. They tried to help me, but they didn't help me because I never got a penny.
Right.
Gene still has access to that account, I believe. I don't have it. You know, I never got a cent from it. So, you know,
I hate to disappoint everyone, but that sent money, but I didn't get a dime. So, you know, it's still sitting there in the bitcoins.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, you know, I there's so many ways you can twist things and distort things and
sure.
make them sound bad. And what I just said sounds bad because I never got a dime, and the whole thing was about utilizing the funds to push further. But
you know,
I know Jean, and I know that she's not like that. So, but you know, you can twist it so easy.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Carol Kigley put it beautifully. I had my money and my friend. I gave my money to my friend. I asked my money off my friend. I lost my money and my friend. But that's about a loan, you know. But when you want some work done, legal work, it's a different issue altogether anyway. Well, any other questions, my brother?
I don't have any questions. I just wanted to say hi. I'm going to have a tequila for you today.
Hey, by the way, my email, my Skype address has changed. Huh?
Send it to me.
I sent you an email.
Oh, okay. I got it then.
Okay, you got it. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't have my glasses.
So. Unfortunately, one of our members made a mistake and posted all the details.
Of what details?
Eddie, I don't want to give his name, I don't want to embarrass him.
Uh-huh.
He made a mistake. But,
that fella, yeah. Well, you know.
Just made a genuine mistake.
Yeah, he's a good man, but, you know, everybody makes mistakes. I mean, God made a mistake with Lucifer. I mean, you what do you call that? Planning? What about Lucifer? Huh?
There's a lot of Lucifers walking around.
Tell me about it.
A lot of them.
Yeah, I know.
but they use different names, though.
Right.
I bump into them every day.
Yeah.
Anyway, you did a great job. I'm glad you the questions that they had, I think you answered them all fine.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. We got nothing to hide. We are transparent.
Oh, I know that. I know that. But, you try to tell them that he who protests too loud, you know?
Right.
And they're all protesting, and they all want you to prove that you are who you are, and the king is who he is. But you know something? Who the hell are they to do that?
Exactly. Why should the king prove anything?
Why
he
should
is
you?
What he is.
And why should you?
Exactly.
You know,
but
you are who
they
you
lie.
Are.
But when they lie, well, that kind of gets me, because it's that's not fair.
No.
You know, if they want to lie, they should lie to my face. And say, I gave you this money, and you did this, you did that. But did this Ellen, whatever her name is?
Gonzalez.
Anyway, we're not going to give them any more time of the day.
Look, you just keep giving them more gas for the car every time we mention it. They say, oh, wow, they're talking about us.
Right.
And you know something? We don't need to talk about them. We're doing real things. And by doing real things, you know, we don't have time for this.
No. Here we are. We are trying to kill the foreclosure giants. And the only way to get at the cable guys and the cabalists and the oligarchs is to have a tsunami effect, folks, by exposing the fraud. We sue them in a tribal court. So
it's one way, yes.
If you have money, okay. If you don't have money, okay, that's fine. But if you're wanting me to do something for free, then how do I pay my bills? So that's why I said, let's get a large number of people, because when we have a lot of people, the judgments look real, because there are a lot of people involved, not 30, 40 people, you know.
You're right, because in some of the cases that I've read, they were dismissed because there weren't enough claimants.
Right. I mean, I know a lot of federal judges, state judges, heck, I was a member of the American Judges Association at one time, and they used to tell me, how come you only got one sporadic case here and there? Why don't you bring in thousands? You know what to do. I said, where are the thousands? I don't know where. I'm not a marketer. You know, I don't know anything about marketing. You know, I mean, all I know is to go to the grocery store. You know, I just go and buy stuff that I need for me or my family, and that's it. So, but there are people out there who need help, and this forum, it's about offering that help. Help is available. Come and join us.
Yes.
But it seems to me that all these retards are working for the cabalists, because they, you know, they, they start casting aspersions at you, and you got nothing. Then people spend time asking questions. Were you arrested in Fiji? Were you arrested in Colorado? Were you this? Were you that? I heard you clipped your nails in an airplane, and the airplane took a dive. I mean, what the heck is this, man?
It's not, here we are. It's not helping the people, and it's not helping the freedom movements.
Yeah, I'm the road to freedom. This is the road to freedom.
I'm glad you said that, because I have to clip my nails. I have to go over to the salon.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We're pretty much near the end now.
Great
sleep. Once again, do you want to have a final say, Doctor?
Well, here's what, folks. Please send me an email. Let us know what your foreclosure problem is. Again, I say this. This is a road to freedom. I know how to get you to your destination through the road to freedom. So write in. Don't listen to all these rumors. Don't listen to lies. Remember, lies have speed. Truth has endurance. So everything we are doing is above board, transparent. Please read my website, scripturallaw.org, and be blessed, be brave, and be wise.
One more question, Thomas.
Yes, Neil.
Yeah, okay, doctor. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard through a friend of mine in California, okay, that before you made that lecture when you were in California, the one that this woman's talking about, you told the 27, I think it was 27 people who had paid to sit there, you told them that the law you were going to be speaking of and about was not tied into the California state code. In other words, it didn't apply to California, what you were going to be teaching them. You told them that they could go home, and you could go home, and nobody spends a dime, but they wanted you to stay.
Yeah, I conducted so many seminars in California, and a lot of people turned up, and they're still my friends and still my clients. Some of them signed up for the law college. We have a law college, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I told them I don't want to take any of these cases to the satanic state courts or federal courts. We'll do it through tribal courts, and or we'll do it through ecclesiastical courts, because the Bible is the word of God according to a federal law called Public Law 97-280. So a lot of them file suits, and the suits are in Hong Kong getting converted to cash as we speak, but we don't have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got about $200 million worth of cases waiting to be collected. They're waiting for $1 billion worth of properties before they can get a team to actually call the FDIC and get paid.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know if anyone had brought that up yet. And, you know, that's a key point right there with all these people making all these claims. You know, you told people to go home, basically, that I can't help you. If you want
right.
to listen to me, stay and pay. But, you know.
Right.
But I can't help you here with these codes.
Right.
I heard that, and I wanted to just check and make sure that my friend was telling me it was accurate.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it is accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, and it clarifies the air.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. Thank you very much for coming on, Doctor, and partaking in our show.
Thank you.
We're glad that you're part of Cosmic Voice.
Thank you.
And you're providing a lot of help for our members, and hopefully our members will go out and spread the message. Thanks again to Rob Miller for coming on and parting us some insight, and hopefully we get some exciting news about Nailu soon. Thanks again for Neil Keenan and Drake.
Yes.
I thought he was sleeping. You caught him.
He's been asleep.
He was sleeping.
I was not.
I can tell.
I need to tighten up and go get her done.
Get her done.
Right. Okay, brothers. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Doctor. Bye, Neil. Bye, Rob. And bye, Jake. And bye.
Bye. My
name's Thomas Williams. Like I said, apologies for the opening this evening. but we kind of had no option with the sheer barrage, and hopefully that is the end of it and we move on and obtain our freedom, which is far more important than dealing with the nonsense we've had to deal with recently. Bye for now. We'll be back next week.
Pray for peace, 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 pray for peace. Pray for peace, 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 please pray for peace, pray for peace, pray for peace, pray for peace. Thank you.